Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When we pray, it's like we know what God's will is, and we pray that, but still, there's still that higher dimension that requires a faith and a trust that God has always got the best thing for us.
Mm. That is a part of prayer, too, is it's just getting before Him and unloading those things that are poisoning our own souls. And, you know, one last question before I ask you to pray, Jürgen. And as much as we see Christian ideas being pushed out of the marketplace, nobody, and I mean nobody, can stop us from praying. In fact, I love this Richard Halvorson quote you referenced in your book. Intercession is truly universal work for the Christian. No place is closed to intercessory prayer. No continent, no nation, no organization, no city, no office. There's no power on earth that can keep intercession out. Loved that. As we get ready to pray, make that challenge, because I'm praying every morning and every night for Saeed Abedini in that prison, and nobody can stop me. You know what I mean? There are prayers we're praying. Yes, for all over the world, that we can be mighty in God from our kitchen table. So say a word about that.
Yeah, well, when we pray, you know, the scripture literally says that the angels, who are the angels? Are they not ministering servants who are or flames of fire sent to serve those who are to inherit the kingdom? And so whenever we pray, we create legal ground for heavenly activity. Mm. We create legal ground for angelic authority and God's authority to move. And that's why the enemy always works with discouragement. Oh, how can my prayers over here help somebody in Pakistan, help somebody in Afghanistan, help somebody in Egypt, help those people in Nigeria? But God is sovereign. The world is the Lord. And when we pray, we create an opportunity. We create a conduit where the Spirit of God and the angels of God can now legally traverse and move, because somebody from the earth has cried out for that person, that family, that city, that nation, that town, you know, that situation. And so, you know, that's why Jesus, you know, teaches we ought to pray and not lose heart.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.